It's time to open a thrift shop with DJ Frederick. Indeed, Radio Thrift Shop has reached the century mark. This is broadcast 100. We've taken 100 journeys through the dusty aisles of the thrift shop, listening to music in all genres from the past 10 decades or so of recorded sound, celebrating radio as a medium, celebrating everything from crackly 78s to homemade CDRs. From lathe-cut records to cassette-only releases, I'm looking forward to the next 100 shows already. Okay, this time I'm doing a jazz-oriented themed show for broadcast 100 of the Radio Thrift Shop. I don't usually do like just one genre, but it's going to be kind of jazz-themed, and we're going to take off from there, starting with Richard Groove Holmes and Groovin' Time.
We'll be right back. Thank you. honey and the beba, honey and the beba, honey and the beba, honey and the beba, honey and the beba.
Hey, look, 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 here, look, honey and the beba, zee.
Honey and the bee by zee. Honey and the bee by, honey and the bee by zee.
All right, Charles Kynard with Name the Missing Word. Before that, Sun Ra with Honey in the Bee Box. Stereoscope Jerk Explosion before that with a great 45 called Oh Flutelors. And we started that set off with Richard Groove Holmes, Groovin' Time. This is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, celebrating the medium of radio and music from the past century of recorded sound. And this is Broadcast 100. Well, if you're out and about or looking for a show to go to in the not-too-distant future, here are some happenings courtesy of John Colkard, Chip Colkard from Out of the Woods. At the Nelson Town Hall on March 29th, Long Time Courting will be performing. For more information, visit monadnockfolk.org. On March 30th at the Dragonfly Yoga Barn in North Sandwich, Darlin' Corey and the Starlight Honeys will be performing. For more information, visit dragonflyyogabarn.wordpress.com. Up here in New London at the Flying Goose, on April 4th, you'll have the Canadian duo Dala. And on April 11th, Willie Porter. And on April 18th, Jim Malcolm. For more information, visit flyinggoose.com. On April 5th at the Music Hall in Portsmouth, Joshua James is going to be performing in the Loft. And on April 7th, the David Wax Museum. Great musicians, both of those you want to catch. For more information, visit themusichall.com. On April 6th, Rusty Bell will be performing in the Carriage House at the Kimball Jenkins Estate in Concord. For more information, visit kimballjenkins.com or Rusty Bell, that's B-E-L-L-E. com. And at the Peterborough Players Theater on April 13th, Ellis Paul with special guest Rebecca Loeb. For more information, visit pfmsconcerts.org. I'm going to continue now with the jazz theme of the program, going back to 1957 and the very first LP recorded by Yusuf Latif. This is a song called Metaphor.
Thank you.
the Gary Pacific Orchestra with Soft Wind. Before that, we heard Woody Herman with his version of Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne. We started that set off from 1958 with Yusuf Lateef and Metaphor from his Jazz Mood LP. This is DJ Frederick, and you are listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Well, I'm going to share, because this is the 100th broadcast of Radio Thrift Shop, I'm going to share some secrets that have been hidden under the counter. So these are some things I'm going to share this time and probably this time only, and then they will go back into the dusty corners of the thrift shop. But I wanted to just let listeners know that I never have a pre-planned playlist. I have ideas for the show, but I never choose the direction of the show or the actual tracks that I'm going to play until I'm live on the air. So it's kind of like skating on the edge and creating it as you go. Radio Thrift Shop evolved from my previous show, which was called Seldom Heard Radio. And Seldom Heard Radio debuted in 1974 on WUNH 91.3 FM in Durham, New Hampshire. Seldom Heard Radio has been heard on shortwave radio via WRMI, WBCQ. Those are both in the United States. And on shortwave in Ireland on JRRI, on Radio 510 in Italy, and on Radio Cochiguaz down in South America. And also, my inspirations for Radio Thrift Shop are actually pirate radio operators that I've heard on shortwave radio, and also the late Gary Bourgeois of Skybird Radio. He had a great, great show every Friday night and talked about astronomy, science, radio in general, electronics, esoteric subjects. But before his show, he did an hour called Friday Night Live Pre-Show, where he played tunes that I had never heard, and he mixed it up going all the way back to the 1920s. Great guy, Gary Bourgeois, creator of Flash Frisbone, and other incredibly funny, just incredibly talented gentlemen. So there you have it, secrets from under the counter here at Radio Thrift Shop. Shh, now if you tell anybody, I'm going to have to kill you. Here's Merle Saunders and Jerry Garcia. Thank you.
I live on a lonely avenue. Girl, since you set me through, I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you. I can cry, 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 cry. I live on a thank you.
Albert Jimenez with a tune called Un Somni Petit. Before that, from 1963, Buck Clark with Feel. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I'm about to wrap up broadcast 100 of the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have at all listened to any of the past 100 broadcasts, you know that I have played the entire series of Flash Frisbone, which was created by Gary Bourgeois and the Air Check Factory and included as a bonus cassette tape with Air Check magazine back in the late 1970s and early 1980s. And today, to celebrate Flash Frisbone, I will be replaying the first, very first episode of the 13-episode series. So, thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying the show. Happy Palm Sunday. And hopefully next week, I'm going to be doing something a little bit different as well for Easter. So please tune in. Okay, without further ado, Flash Frisbone.
And now, the Air Check Factory presents The Adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace. Flash Frisbone, this planet's most transient radio personality. The jock who gets fired so often he never unpacks his suitcase. Flash Frisbone, endowed with the superpower to change formats in a single bound. Now, once again, the continuing saga of Floating Flash Frisbon, fired last week from a talk station in Keokuk for calling the mayor an idiot and his sponsor a ripoff, Flash Frisbon finds himself in Staple Gun, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the office of the general manager of CHIT, a 100-watt AM station. Let's listen.
Ah, Frisbon, I've been expecting you. Come in. Stamp your feet. Close the door.
Oh, boy, I tell you, this is sure some weather you guys got here.
Yes, Frisbon. Beautiful day, don't you think?
Is it always like this in April?
Yes, well, anyway, welcome to the staff of CHIT.
Boy, I tell you, this is Staple Gun, Saskatchewan. It sure is pretty.
We like it here very much, Frisbon. You'll like it, too, especially when the spring thaw comes in June. Listen, before we put you on the air here at CHIT, we'll need some information. Just a second. Maggie, could I have the Frisbon file, please?
Is there a problem?
Just preliminary, you know, we want to see, check your background and things like that.
Okay. Well, you find that I've got a pretty extensive background.
Yes, so I've heard. Well, let's see. While we're waiting, I must say, while I was listening to your audition tape...
Yeah?
I really expected someone much shorter, with less hair.
Well, yeah, I get that a lot. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's part of the image that people associate with the voice. They usually don't expect somebody with this resonance to be 6'2" with wavy brown hair and blue eyes. I don't know why that is.
Yeah, well, just the old radio biz, eh, Frisbon?
Yeah.
Coffee?
No, I never do stimulants when I'm not on the board.
Well, you don't mind if I indulge.
No, go ahead.
Well, anyway, just a second. Come in, Maggie. Maggie, close the door.
Mr. Preston, I have the Frisbon...
Frisbon.
Flash Frisbon file.
Frisbon, yes. Put it on the desk.
Okay.
My goodness. Frisbon, what is this? Is this an encyclopedia or what?
Well, they asked all kinds of questions and they wanted to know my employment history and I had to write down every station I worked at.
Yes. Well, anyway, we'll look at that later. Well, listen, Frisbon. Maggie.
Yes?
Maggie, private conference. You're excused. Lovely girl. Now, let's see. let's look at the application here. Well, Frisbon, first things first...
Yeah.
It will never do in Ottawa to have your name on the application Flash Frisbon.
Oh?
Have to have your real name.
Real name?
Yes, your real name. As they say in your country, what's your handle, good buddy?
Arnold.
Arnold Frisbon.
No, Mr. Preston. Flash Arnold.
Do this later. Listen, Frisbon, before I send you into the control room, there's something I must tell you.
What's that?
We have had a slight format change here at CHIT.
Format change?
Yes. When I hired you, we were doing something else, but that's all changed now. It's all different.
What are you doing now?
Well, we're running, it's...
What is it?
High energy wall-to-wall.
High energy wall to wall. What's that?
Well, didn't you listen to the radio on the way into town?
The dog sled didn't have a radio.
Oh, well, let me turn on the monitor and show you. Let's see. Right here.
Who's on the board right now?
The Iron Jaw Palmer.
Oh, I remember him.
He's coming up to a break now. Let's listen.
Okay.
That's Hallelujah and his wonderful Wackakians and music on CHIT. Now I'm going to be taking caller number 5 at 75546.
Contest.
I'm giving away tickets for the concert to hear Dick Contino over an Indian stick. Just tell me the correct number of shimmering strings in Melacrino's orchestra, and you win those tickets on CHIT. Now here's more music for you on CHIT. The music of Mantovani and his orchestra on CHIT.
Well, that's basically it, Frisbon. Let me turn this off. That's basically our format, high energy wall-to-wall. Do you think you can handle it?
Oh, sure, the sure thing. That's no problem. It's the same thing that they got at K-Bluey.
You worked at K-Bluey?
Yeah, it's in my form right there, page 73, I think. No, there's no problem at all. You know, they K-Bluey's got basically the same thing, except they play more organ music, and, you know, I had afternoon drive there.
Afternoon drive at K-Bluey? What happened? Why aren't you there now?
Well, I broke format one day.
Well, what did you do?
I don't know. I just wanted to kick out the jams, and I played a Myron Florin record.
Well, listen, Frisbone, we will have none of that here. None of that here. No breaking format here.
I would never. I would
CHIT is a formatted station, and our playlist is very tight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand?
No problem.
All right. If you can follow the format, in.
Sure. No problem. No problem.
All right, well, listen. You go ask Ironjaw to put you on the board, and you're on.
Oh, great.
You're on. You'll have afternoon drive.
Wow, my favorite shift. Hey, that's really neat. Okay, let me just get my briefcase here. What?
What's that record, Frisbone?
It's nothing, really.
What is it?
No.
What is it?
No, it's nothing, really. It's...
Give it here. What is it?
Just, Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass.
Mm-hmm.
It's whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. You were going to play Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on CHIT?
Oh, no. I just like to look at the girl's picture on the cover.
Frisbone, you are through. You are done. You are finished. You do not have the afternoon drive shift. In fact, you have no shift at CHIT whatsoever. As a matter of fact, I would like to see you out of Staple Gun, Saskatchewan as soon as possible. Get out of my station. Get out of my city. Get out of my country. Out.
But little did he know that in slamming the door while making his hasty exit from CHIT, Flash set off an avalanche in the mountain overlooking the sleepy Canadian town. The avalanche hit the CHIT tower, snapping it, and sending it crashing down in the very direction our hero is standing, waiting for the next dog sled out of Staple Gun. Will he escape in time? And what does this mean to the ratings of CHIT? Join us next month when we continue the amazing adventures of Floating Flash Frisbone, Radio Ace!